I distant hike when I can. Sometimes this means getting up early, staying out late, to get as many miles in as I can. Sometimes walking in the pitch dark with a low light headlamp seems spooky. I grew up in the wooded areas. I've slept under a canopy of stars more nights than I can count. I've trekked literally thousands of miles of trails, riverbanks, lake shores, ridge bottoms, bogs, and creeks. I've hunted the game. I'm establishing this because this is very important for you to understand. I've seen, heard, smelt all about this region in terms of what it has to offer with wildlife. My scariest experience so happened at about 4:30 in the morning. It was late spring, so the first morning light wouldn't be visible from the treetops for another 30 to 45 minutes. Another hour passed until sunrise. I was on mile 5. I'm in a low bottom that's wedged between the two steep ridges. The trail I'm on was narrow, muddy, and completely hemmed in by thick underbrush, young maple and oak. I'm confused, but focused on a small light with my headlamp. And I did hear what I think I did, a loud crack. I freeze solid. This is a part I'm having trouble describing. 4:30 in spring times means I am the only thing making noise. No birds chirping, nothing. It's literally dead quiet. Mid-step I froze. Now, it's just me and my fight or flight reaction. The fall instantly flashes in my mind as I stood there bracing myself into silence. If I hear that again, I'm turning round and leaving in a hurry. Why? Because that sound was not a branch breaking, nor a deadfall. It wasn't a widowmaker. I was damn sure that whatever did that done so intentionally towards me. Hearing it twice, well, God. To describe it as best I can, it sounded like a big piece of wood being violently smashed against a tree. More like a baseball bat, to be honest. The distinction in my head being that this sounded like a crack, not a thud or thump, as I have described it as an explosion. It's such a horrifying sound to me now. So I stood there, completely spooked. I realized the soon to be worst part of my situation. I knew where the sound come from. I knew where the trail went. In about 30 yards, I was gonna come to a 180 degree turn and start up the ridge going away from the creek. This meant as soon as I got the courage to move towards the noises, I was gonna have to turn back to it and get up that ridge. I'm nervous now. My head somewhere between meth find murder and Bigfoot. Minutes pass, I just breathe, with the fog misting up on my glasses, and there's nothing. They're quiet. I've got about 30 minutes until first light. I crank up the headlight and start to slowly creep to the 180 degree turn. When you wear a headlamp in the woods at night, every branch can cast 1,000 shadows. Without moonlight, there's little help. I get to the turn and quickly make the bend. I'm moving pretty fast now, trying to be quiet, taking tiny shallow breaths. Then I smell it. A stench hits me that I can't describe. Imagine being dead, rotten and cold and wet. I've actually worked scenes with humans who have expired in the past, and this was worse or similar. I kept walking fast. By the time I made it to the top of the ridge, I'm huffing. The first light's here. I didn't stop moving until the full light was out. I've never heard it again in the woods since then, and I've never had a smell like that before. I honestly have no idea what the hell that sound was, or what could have been strong enough to make it. few years ago, when I was 17, I just graduated from high school and got my first job at a Christian camp near Yosemite in California over the summer. Mainly the people I worked with were great and really sweet Christian college kids, the good kinds. There was one guy though, I'll say he's Carl. I didn't frankly like him. He was tall, handsome, charming, had golden curly brown hair and a smile that could stop your heart. His eyes though, they're dead. He never got those little crinkles in the corner of his eyes when he smiled, which suggests that it's not a real smile. It was like the top half of his face died. There were things I did not like about Carl off the bat. His eyes for one, the dead of his smile. He never asked for anything. He tried to twist your arm. He just very softly, very slowly, tried to manipulate the situation to feel as though you owed him. Each time, it felt like a part of my brain shut down, like a slamming door, almost like I'm powerless to say no. I get along with most of the little cliques of the camp. No one really dislikes each other. As far as I knew, we just kind of broke off into groups based off what we like into our free time or who we like the most. Carl, though, seemed to make friends one-on-one with a clique. By the time he left the group, it was decimate. They were fighting, not speaking or trusting each other. I know this isn't a lot of evidence, but I'm trying to take a good picture mentally and describe it to you. Now one day, everyone in the camp decided to go Fenzo. We tried out a lot of camp food and wanted real dinner. Maybe seeing a movie or go bowling. I was off work last. Now, at camp, we had a sign out sheet. Being so close to Yosemite, we often went hiking, so if we had left, we put our name down, along with where we're going, when we left and where we should be back, and when. This way, if anything happens, the search teams know where to go. So, I put all my info into this sheet and head down to the parking lot. My friends had all divided up into their cars, and I jokingly asked if they forgot about me. They said Carl had said I could ride with him. I look around and I don't see Carl, although I seen his name on the sheet. All of the hair on my body stood on end. I was terrified to get in the car with this guy alone. He felt so wrong, just off. Just not right. I don't know how else to say it. My friends were telling me I have nothing to worry about and everything's gonna be fine. I saw Carl walking towards the parking lot with that dead smile on his face, and everything in me was seeming to get scared. I said that I was tired and wanted to stay in tonight, and Carl laid the charm trick on me, telling me what a night it's gonna be. I owed him because of God knows what, with this dead smirk on his face. I refuse. He gets mad. Told me I don't need to be such a horrible person. Finally, everyone figured out that I wouldn't be persuaded. I hugged one of my girlfriends goodbye, whispering in my ear not to ride with Carl back. When they all left, I walked back to the area with the sign out sheets to cross off my name, since obviously I wasn't going anywhere. I saw the sheet, saw where my name was, and my heart dropped. My name had already been erased. Where I live in college, I have to come back a long way to get to home. It's literally states away, so I'm used to driving for hours on my own. This is often through heavily forested roads, with little to no other cars on the journey. Now I don't mind, I just play some podcasts and really enjoy my time normally. However, one night would change that forever for me. So it was the end of semester, and I was ready to set off like normal, and I check my phone and I have a text off my mum. It says, "Be careful. I don't know why I have a really weird feeling about tonight." I laugh about it and think, yeah, she's always paranoid like that, and set off at around 10 at night. I should be home by about 5 in the morning, that means, so I can get in, sleep, and enjoy the day with my family. So I set off and all feels normal. I've got my music playing and I'm having a good time. Now I don't know why, I suddenly have this weird feeling come across me. I notice that my radio starts to act up too. Not like normal interference though that I've ever heard before. This is almost like it's being jammed. I just laugh and quickly switch my phone to podcast mode. Aliens are not gonna stop me today, I laugh to myself, and I continue onwards. Now as I'm driving, I haven't seen one other car yet. But, lo and behold, there's some kind of light as I'm approaching a bend. I slow down thinking it's another car, making sure I don't have an accident. But it doesn't seem to move. I think this is odd. As I get closer, I realize that it's just a torch. It's been placed on the side of the road. It's as though a person's just put it there to look like a car's headlights. I think that's really odd, but decide to keep going, thinking maybe a road worker left it there by accident. I don't know, it could happen. Now as I'm driving, I switch the radio again to get a weather update, and I realize that the same jamming type thing is in place. I really don't want to worry myself and think I'm just being paranoid, so I press on. Now that's when I see the same thing up ahead again, except there's two. What given it away is that one was dimmer than the other, but it was the same orange type of glow that the torch had from before. I'm certain that it's just going to be some road workers doing something, so I decide to slow down and roll my window down to let them know that they've left a torch on up the road and it might be dangerous to other drivers. As I do so, I see some people in high-vis jackets. When I'm slowing down though, I have a horrible feeling that something isn't right. My car slowly comes to a stop, and I decide to put my full beams on. I know some of you are gonna moan at me for this, but I didn't care about temporarily blinding someone to see what was going on. That's when I see it. There's 5 people wearing high-vis jackets, but something looks off about this. I can see that the people in the background are wearing all black and a high-vis jacket. That just isn't right. I'm confused as to what's going on. Why on earth would they wear all black and a high-vis jacket? It's almost like they're not actual road workers, but the two at the front are. I call out and say, "Hello, are you guys from the government?" And there's no reply. As I'm waiting there, a horrifying grin comes across one of the workers' faces. As my eyes have adjusted to the darkness, I can see that there's more lights in the background. And I can see that the torches have been placed there just the same as before. Then suddenly, I can hear the sound of rustling around me. To my left, I can see that there's a group of people coming from the tree line. And, almost on cue, my headlights go back to normal mode automatically and I can't see the guys in front of me. Just as it goes off though, it gives one flash of light, and I can see that the people in the trees are carrying a lead pipe and other objects. This is the most scared that I've ever been in my life, and my fight or flight kicks in. I desperately jammed my car into reverse and floor it, panicking, not knowing what to do. As I do so, it illuminates the silhouettes of at least 8 other people on the left side of me, waiting, coming to the tree line. As I'm reversing out of there, to my horror, they all come into the road and just stop, staring at me, all dressed in black. What's worse is that as I'm screaming, the light suddenly goes off from the torches, and I can't see them any longer. I immediately do the quickest U-turn of my life, and start heading in the opposite direction. I'm trying to get through to the police, but I've got no signal. I speed the rest of the way home. In a terrified state, I'm crying to my mum. I don't know if they've followed me or what. I made damn sure to get out of there as quick as I possibly could. I then file a police report. The worst thing? My mum doesn't believe me about any of this. She thinks it was just sleep-induced hallucinations, and that I was so tired I imagined all of it. That was about to change though when the police arrived, and they told me and my mum that they were so thankful for the report, and they'd been tracking down a group of people who pretended to be road workers to then try and kidnap people. Apparently someone else nearly got caught earlier in the week, but sped away too when they tried to grab her. It just makes me sick to think that there's people like that out there in the world. But the fact that I was miles into deep forest with no one around to help if I needed it then, it was only God's grace that I spotted them and didn't actually get out. About a month ago, I moved into a house near the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. It's very secluded. Everything was great up until about a week ago, when this strange thing started happening. Not like paranormal, just strange. So I knew moving in, I'm gonna have about an acre to myself, which is nice. The acre itself is just about all thick, dense woods. Towards the back, you can't even go any deeper, because the land is too rigid, and the trees block a clear path into anything. Now I live alone in this tiny home. My brother and his dog are moving in a couple of weeks. The house is pretty small. It also has a basement with a sliding door to the backyard, which has a tiny little fence that can be knocked down completely if someone's trying to get over it. I decided that I was going to start fixing it up until my brother's dog becomes well trained. Now this is when the first creepy thing happened. I left to go to Lowe's just to buy one classic lump of wood for a fence, just enough to make sure a dog can't get his head over it or leap past it. Now as I was coming back home, I noticed a man on my doorstep. Looking inside through my window, even though any person could have heard me pulling into the driveway, he doesn't flinch at all, even when I slammed the door shut. Eventually at this point, I kind of uneasily said, can I help you? To which he replied, I'm just your neighbor and saying hello. I went out of my way to put the wood I was carrying in my hand down on the ground and went to shake his hand and he didn't move again. He just stared at me. After this weird encounter, I was more just done with him, so I said that I'm very busy and I'm fixing my fence and it's nice to meet him. He stayed at the front of my house though for about another 2 minutes, watching me pour all my wood inside the living room, looking into and around my house in the process. I'm thoroughly creeped out now. I just closed the door in his face and went about my business. About 2 days later, into fixing my fence, another woman, this one looking nicer, and having put a little appearance into her look, greeted me kindly, telling me about herself. I'll call her Miss H. Now she started to talk to me, explaining how people don't normally move around here, and I was the first in about 11 years. She went on to explain the rest of my neighborhood, whom I knew are around the same age as her, like to stay to themselves. After a pleasant talk with Miss H, I asked her, what's up with the guy that I saw earlier? She said that, well, he's about 6'4", which you probably know, old, but not too old. Probably mid-50s and brown eyes, decent shave and grey hair. Miss H went on to explain that the person who lived here before me was a widow, and her teenage daughter, who was homeschooled, had left because this perv started to stalk her. She gone on to say other things about this weird man, and eventually left it at that. Now, last night, I thought I heard a tapping on my window at exactly 2:37 a.m. I knew this because I looked at my clock. Now, my window is a good 4 feet above the actual ground, and below it, I think it's just a figure of a bird or something, and maybe it's casted its shadow trying to get in. But no less than 2 minutes after silence, the tapping become three loud bangs. I immediately ran to the closet, grabbed my hunting .22, and hid under my bed. Peeking over, I see a figure looking in. After being scared for my life, I hear the familiar voice of the perv shouting, "I need your help." Not knowing what to do myself, I threw my curtain open, and the only thing between his forehead and my .22 was a half inch of my glass. He didn't say a word. Not "don't shoot me," not "I need help," not "oh hey." He then pointed behind him to the fence. I then ran outside to see what he wanted. I still have the gun on me. I said, "What's wrong?" He said nothing, pointing to my fence. I look over, and this time I saw the fence had seemed to have been run over by a car, with mud tracks everywhere. How on earth had I not heard this? I look at the 50-something-year-old cars, of whom there were dirty tire tracks that could have left this. I'm annoyed at what I saw and yell, "What the hell?" And then put my finger on the trigger. When he finally replied, "That's your fence, isn't it?" jumped in his car and quickly sped off. It's currently 3 p.m. on March 2nd, and I've scraped the entire fence idea out of sheer exhaustion and fear. This is really happening right now, and I'm really not sure what to do. What I'm about to tell you happened 2 days ago in southwest Sweden. It was around 5 p.m. in the afternoon, and I decided to meet up with one of my friends. We have moped scooters and drove to the grocery store to get a snack for our small trip. After that, we head towards a beautiful sheep pasture that I had been to once and wanted to go to again. It's located maybe 15 minutes away from the center of town. After a while, we come to a narrow road surrounded by a forest, since it rarely drives any kind of vehicles out there. I started to drive in the middle of the road, and sometimes even on the part of the road for approaching cars. One time, when I looked in my mirror, I saw my friend driving close to the edge. At first, I thought she was making a point that I should keep on my part. But then, she drove even closer to the edge, almost going in a ditch. I stop and wait for her to catch up. We're both kind of laughing, and I ask her what happened, and she said, "I got distracted by something weird by a tree and forgot the turn." We laugh and continue. Later, when we sat in the sheep pasture eating our snacks, we started talking about it again for some reason. I asked what she saw, and she described it as some kind of wooden plank that was nailed to a tree, and that it looks like a figure, person with just holes as eyes. My reaction was, "Oh yeah, really?" And we decide to relocate it on the way home. We stop by the roads and I turn off the engine. When I look up, I spotted it right away. It was hanging in a tree, looking dead. Now, I immediately think of some cults that are known to operate in the area. Maybe they were worshipping this. I don't know. I have a picture saved on my phone of this, and I'm really thinking of reporting it to the authorities. Something just doesn't feel right about it, though. I have a horrible sense of evil when I look at this. I hope nothing too bad's happened here. I even got told that this could be a grave for something, as part of some of the sacrificial rituals that can take place there. I'm not really willing to go back to find out, though.